Do you want to listen to a story? But just me telling a story may not be that much fun. Listen to thousands of stories and powerful voices and make your commute fun. All for just ₹4.99 per month.
As a special listener, you can enjoy 30 days of free listening by signing up through storytel.in/30days.
Dimelo, it's your girl La Loca from Radio 103.9, and you're about to hear the exclusive audio of our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage from the heart of New York City. Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Dímelo, mi gente. It is your girl, La Loca, Radio 103.9. I'm so happy to introduce Izzy Bizu.
Hello. Thanks for that. We're going to do a few jams for you guys today off the album A Moment of Madness. This is Enrico and this is Gorka. So the first one we are going to do is a song I wrote 2 years ago and it's called Diamonds. Cool. To the promised land, unleash me while I'm standing here. Yeah, I really do believe that there's more than just this universe and you and me. Back up in the corner, she telling me, it don't you cross the border. She's stopping me, blocking me. You're a diamond in the rough, I can't fight the feeling. You're a diamond I can't touch, I can't stop the dreaming. You're a diamond in the rough, ooh, ooh. You're a diamond in the rough, ooh, ooh, ooh. Prince among thieves, but you a needle in a haystack. Please follow me, now I won't ever let go back. She's stopping me, blocking me. You're a diamond in the rough, I can't fight the feeling. You're a diamond I can't touch, I can't stop the dreaming. You're a diamond in the rough, ooh, ooh. You're a diamond in the rough, ooh, ooh, ooh. You're the type that never rise. Oh, oh, you're more than just gold dust. Yeah, oh, you're a diamond in the rough, I can't fight the feeling. You're a diamond I can't touch, I can't stop the dreaming.
La da 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 da.
And the next one we're going to do is a tune called Fly With Your Eyes Closed. Here it goes.
Hoping for the best, wishing for the worst. I can tell she's better than me. She's a porcelain doll, so perfect for you, my untouchable dream.
Just gonna switch it up to the bass, and we're gonna do a song called What Makes You Happy. It's about trying to satisfy someone that's they're always looking for something new, but once the novelty wears out, it's eventually something quite non-satisfactory for them. So anyway, that's what the song's about. And I wrote it when I was 18. Here it goes. You ready? Cool.
He makes me happy, but I wonder if I do. I throw a fit and it tears him in two. This glass
neighbors banging out on my front door. Oh, what makes you happy? My naked soul, my naked soul. Oh, what makes you happy? The mask that I stole, mask that I sold. Go ahead and paint the town. Go dance with the girl that you deserve. I'm true of his self-worth. When you get back, I'm just gonna hit the curb. Oh, why? What makes you happy? My naked soul, my naked soul. Walk away, but don't. And just name it, what made you happy? My tortured soul.
Let me get you your mic, girl. Yeah, we got to be able to hear you.
All right, boys.
They're going to pull up a chair so we can sit down and have a nice little comp. No, girl, don't you dare touch anything. Uh-uh. You better enjoy people taking care of you.
Okay, thank you.
So how are you? Are you coming in from London now, or you just been here for a while?
I've actually been here for a while.
Like a week or so? A month?
I've been here for like a week and a half, probably.
Did you get adjusted? Because when I went to London, the time, or the I think the weather, the time, or something, had me all messed up when
probably
I was over there.
Probably the weather most, right?
Yeah.
So it's you, pretty
bad. It's not that bad.
Yeah, we've been all right lately. Yeah.
Okay, so you have the album, A Moment of Madness, out in September. It dropped, right? Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to it and not knowing that What Makes You Happy, you wrote this when you were 18?
Yeah.
Who are you writing about? Because this song right here made me feel a 50 Shades of Grey, tie me up, pull my hair. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's funny because who did I write it about?
Yeah, like what made you want to write about? Like, I'm telling you, I feel like I want to be tied up.
Okay, cool. You want to talk about that then?
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that. No, basically, it's about someone that I loved a lot. Yeah, I don't know. I think I was going through all the phases as like a girl to a woman sort of thing. So I was just really focused on trying to impress them all the time instead of impressing myself. And I was just really like frustrated all the time.
Yeah. But are you still with them? Or not?
No, but we're great friends.
Are you guys the friends?
Yeah, great friends, yeah.
Oh, but it wasn't a boyfriend or anything like that?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, what? So then you guys broke up. Now you guys are chilling. And he helps you write?
We wrote... we didn't write this one together. That would have been awkward. But like, Yeah. I mean, yeah, just sitting there being like, why are you talking about me like that? We wrote a few songs together and we had a really good time doing that. But we were just like young and stuff and just figuring stuff out, you know?
Yeah. So yeah. When you got into this business, you were young and you were a writer. What age did you start?
I finished my first song when I was 17. I wrote before that, but I didn't know how to write a song properly. And that, I think one of the first songs I wrote was with him actually. It just happened as we were falling in love. We were writing all these songs. So
is it that
really
you
cool.
guys were together so intimate all the time, that's why you fell in love, or you fell in love first before you guys became writers?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think it was pretty soon after we met, actually. It happened very fast. We were chilling way before we were writing. We were just, you know, skiving off school and being stupid. But
being young, having fun.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
So you've been singing.
Yeah.
Since middle school, or when you were in boarding school, you sang Amazing Grace. Am I right? Let's talk about how you got started.
I was actually singing since I was like seven, but like just for fun. Like I wasn't really. I was just like, okay, cool. And then I went to boarding school, and they had a really nice upright piano there. And then the guy that was like, we had like house parents. Sounds super weird. And he played piano super well. And he was like, he's like, oh, I heard you sing before. So he's encouraged me. And we used to jam together like all the time. And then he like told me to sort of, he told the headmistress that I had to sing in the assembly. And she called me in her office on the first week and was like, do it. I was like, okay.
You didn't say hell no?
You can't say hell no like at 11 at boarding school. You can't.
You gotta be a rebel young early.
Yeah, maybe. You'll probably get detention or something. I don't know. I can't be bothered for that. It's like, okay, I'll sing.
And then how did it feel, your first time singing in front of everybody?
I was like, it's either gonna go well and then people are gonna like me, or it's gonna go bad and I'm gonna get bullied. So I think it went all right.
And then let's fast forward to your first time in the limelight. You sang at school.
Yeah.
And that was cool because you were at school. But then how did you get discovered? Like, how did we find out about Izu? Izzy Bizu.
I like your rendition.
How did that name come up?
Izu. That could be like my tribe name or something.
What, Izu?
Yeah.
You know what? All right, let me tell you the reason why I said Izu. My boss wrote down Izzu. And I'm like, is it Izu? And he's like, no, it's Izzy. I was like, well, if it's Izzy, it's supposed to be a Y.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So how did you get the Izzy name first?
My name's Isabel, so it's shortened. And then Izzy. And Busy is my middle name because my last name's like horrendous.
No, it's Beard, right? Beard.
Yeah, exactly. It's Beardshaw.
Beardshaw, that's Izzy. I just forgot the last part. I didn't want to butcher it because I'll butcher it.
There's
name.
A guy that, in my old gym that like, and I always forgot my pass, and he'd like spell out your name and then he'd laugh like halfway through, like every time. And I was like, can you not, please?
No, but it's a good name. So
it's a long term insecurity.
Oh, but Izzy Bizu.
Yeah.
Who found you? Like, how did we get to get this beautiful voice, beautiful face?
Thanks. What happened? Oh yeah, I did. I was visiting my dad and my uncle one time and asked my uncle what he was doing last weekend. And he said he went to his daughter's wedding. I didn't know he had a daughter. Anyway, it turns out she's my cousin. So I tracked her down and I went to her house and I did an internship with her. She ran a music live company. So she's in the industry as well. I was like, great, I'm going to help you. So we did like, so I was like her intern for 2 weeks. And she's like, okay, you don't really want to do this. So like, do you want to do like an open mic? I was like, yeah, sure. So I did that, and then she heard the songs and she said finish them, and I was like cool, and then we recorded them, and then she's like, do you want me to be your manager? And I was like, yeah. Aww. I don't know anyone else. So yeah,
it just fell right into place. What's yours is yours.
Yeah, so we found each other. It was really cool because I got to know her. She's an amazing person. She's helped me so much, and we're still working together now.
Good.
So yeah.
Now, how did it happen, you and Sam Smith?
I think he picked us online. I think that's how it happens.
Oh, that's people right. You were part of a girl group, right?
I was part of a girl group.
Is that how it always, like every time you hear of a solo artist, they're always like, I was part of a girl group. How was that and why'd you leave them?
I didn't leave them. I got dropped like an apple.
Stop.
They were
for
just
real?
Like that.
Get out.
No, the label, not the girls.
Oh, I was going to say, like, oh, you Beyonce them though right now.
No, they're doing great. No, my label were right anyway, because the thing is, I wasn't ready. Like, literally, they picked us up when we were, like, 15. I didn't even know how to write a song. I got in the studio and like the first day, that's like, okay, right, go. And so we wrote songs together, and that's actually how I learned how to songwrite. So I'm like super grateful for that experience. Like, even though it wasn't the music that I wanted to do, like I learned how to write a song. So it was kind of like school, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like after a couple of years, I mean, the project wasn't going anywhere, so they were like, bye. And then and I was like, then I cried for like a day or something, and my mum was like, it's not meant to be, go to college. So I went to college. Mm-hmm. And then yeah, then I met my guitarist there, met loads of cool people, studied some music for a year, and then after that, that's when I got into open mics.
And then Sam Smith found you, and you went with him on tour, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was like before he blew up, so I'd never heard his music before until he was on the stage. So I was like, oh my god, this guy, wow. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Do you guys all hang out together? I think for me here in the States, we're kind of divided sometimes.
Are you?
The artists.
Oh, really?
But in London, I feel like you guys all get together, jam out a lot. Am I wrong for feeling that?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, it's really funny because I've got so many friends in the industry, right? But our schedules are always like, for instance, I'm working with this guy, American guy, actually. I work with this guy called Dylan Cooper. Do you know him?
No, but I will Google him now.
He's amazing. So we did a Red Bull session together where we had to cover like Motorhead, but in a soulful way. He's great. And so we worked together, and I was like, hey, I'm coming to America, we should hang out. And he's in London and I'm here. So sometimes our schedules like
crisscross, yeah.
But so when we do get the time, you know, me and friends, we get together, and some of my friends have their own events, even though they're musicians, and we try have like a communal thing, you know.
Yeah. And when I was listening to you perform, yeah, I got so many mix of different artists.
Oh, really?
I definitely got me some Amy Winehouse.
Really?
Is that one of your inspirations?
She is. Yeah. She's so cool, and I love the way her mind works.
Yeah. And then who else is some inspiration for you?
I love Marvin Gaye and Billie Holiday. And D'Angelo, listening to that this morning, he's so smooth.
Girl,
you don't like him?
No, I'm like, yes, girl. Oh, okay. I'm a D'Angelo cut.
Yeah, I know that.
You are shy. Oh, don't be.
No, but you just went straight in.
Oh, yeah. Because that's, besides his voice, like, that's what we know D'Angelo for over here.
Yeah.
So who else? And I'm still waiting for you to say Cool Beans. Because I hear that's like your, there's a record or extended play?
I had an EP. That was the EP. First EP I ever did, yeah.
Yeah, so I usually, that's why you said it, like Cool Beans.
I didn't say it anymore, because like once the EP came out, I was like, I'm not going to milk this anymore.
No, you better milk it till it dies. Keep going, girl. Don't stop. If it works, go.
You're so, okay, I'll do that.
You're hilarious. So we have A Moment of Madness out now. Diamond is your single.
Yeah.
Is that your baby? Is that the first one for the album that you're pushing?
Actually, White Tiger came before that one. But Diamond was the first song I wrote for the album without realizing, with this amazing guy called Ian. And we did it in, we wrote the song in the shed. And it was really chill. And he's a really lovely guy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So before we go, what is like some of your fun things to do when you're not recording and writing and not working? Because you're young, you're 23, still a baby, enjoying life. What are some of your fun stuff?
I like whiskey.
What? Okay.
No, but like it's fun.
The drink?
Yeah. Whiskey.
Okay.
So like when I go to bars, I like drinking that.
Okay.
When I'm back home, I'm not going to lie to you, like I haven't had time to do any crazy stuff here because we've been doing like quite a lot of these performances, which have been so great. But I usually like to skate or play table tennis, which is super fun.
Ice skate or roller skate?
Not ice skate. No, I'm terrible at that.
Why?
No, like skateboarding. I can't ice skate.
Oh, so you skateboard?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you ice skate?
I ice skate. I roller skate. I try everything.
Can you roller skate?
Yeah, I can roller skate.
I wish I could do that. I want to go to a roller disco.
For real? They have one in Newark, I
really
think. Yeah, next time you're here.
But I need something to hold on to because I just feel
just
like.
Just hold on to the wall. That's the only way you can learn. Don't hold on to somebody because you'll take them down. Yeah, you got to slowly do this.
Yeah.
To the side.
I just need one of those. I need like a moving.
All
like,
the kitty stuff?
I would love one of those.
No.
Those are embarrassing. Well, embarrassing.
Maybe a little bit. And you're too tall for it. So you gotta hold on to the wall. Hold on to the wall and go around. Don't hold on to somebody, cause you'll go down quick. So you skateboard?
Yeah.
Really good?
No.
Oh.
I'm all right.
You okay?
I'm all right, yeah.
All right, who's your favorite skateboarder?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, out of my friends?
No, I don't know if you watch any skateboarders.
Not really. I just like doing it.
You just love it.
Yeah, I'm not going to claim to be like some crazy girl that goes on bars and
you
shit.
You should have front said, yes, I'm of the best.
No, because then I'll get a promo thing where they ask me to do that and then I'll fall flat on my face. So
that's when you ask them only for electric skateboards. Oh. Those are the best. I love it. You hold, there's a little remote. Yeah. Stand still and it takes you everywhere.
Really?
And you still could do tricks. You can't hop up, but you can at least do the side to side.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I love that. I bought two of them. Broke both.
Really? How did you break it?
The battery. I just keep riding, and it drops.
That's annoying. But where do you get it from? What's it called?
Online. There's EMAD, and there's another one that
EMAD
does not get any plug.
What? Why?
It's business, girl. Business. Oh. You'll learn. Don't worry. You'll learn. But all right, moment of madness. Izzy Bizu, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Cheers.
Bye, guys. Make sure you guys download the performance. Like, comment, and share at Radio 1039 NY on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head over to Stage17NYC.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.